Hey friends, good morning. Skip here for our next episode of Finding Meaning. Was my intent to give an episode yesterday, and I got about, maybe a third or a halfway through the episode, and all of a sudden my my youngest son decides to get up. So I had to start and restart. I tried a couple times, but he was way too disruptive, at least for me. So I just decided to not do one yesterday. So I apologize, but here is today's episode. It is indeed March 2nd, 2023. March in Iowa. Warmer weather and basketball tournaments. Here we are. What I want to do today is talk about just how important I think the topic of, or maybe I should say the topics we talk about on Finding Meaning really are. Because I do get caught up in my daily work and often forget how important it is, to remember some of this stuff. Let me grab a drink, it's easy to become sort of narrow-visioned, sort of myopic. Get up, you go to work, you do your job, do the best you can, pay your bills. You start to living for the weekend. The old lover boy song, right? Everyone's working for the weekend. It's easy to fall into survival mode, or maybe automatic pilot is a better word for it. And they say, there's a month gone, or 6 months gone, or the things you wanted to do pass you by. So I think it's good to stop and think, stop and realize. Lately I have been wanting to just kind of pump the brakes on time, which is hard enough to do. But you can truly spend 8 weeks and not even realize it's past, just so busy, just so focused on everyday things. So let's pump the brakes. Let's talk about meaning, because it's the one thing I think we all want. The one thing that we humans do have in common, one of the things we humans do have in common is the fact that we're all searching for meaning, substantial meaning, and substantial purpose in life. It's a universal quest, if you will, that all humans, I think, share. And it's really how we go about trying to answer that question that really forms our lives, that really has everything to do with who we are. A lot of people try to find meaning in the context of religion. They try to find meaning in the context of communities. Or they try to find meaning in the context of being anti-something or pro-something. And we just all have this deep internal need to have something substantial in our lives. Because it goes by fast. It is easy to become caught up in the everyday sort of grind and have that become your meaning. And I think a lot of people are just there. Now, the other challenge with finding meaning, the other challenge, and there are many, but another challenge is the fact that we become convinced that our meaning is, you know, what's happened to us in life, or the unknown, or the pain that we've caused, or the pain that's been given to us by life circumstances. My point is this: the path to meaning is very narrow, and it's easy to just kind of drive off into the ditch or take the closest exit ramp of distraction, or to put our heads down and look at our phones, or to, you know, be wide awake at night thinking about what life has done to us, or what the future may or may not be, et cetera, et cetera. So what is real meaning, right? What is it that we're looking for? Well, I think it's important for us to understand that there are 8 billion people on this planet, and so therefore there are 8 billion different ways to understand meaning, that each person has their own place of meaning to discover. We have to live out our own life. We have to live out our own challenges, be they physical, mental, emotional, circumstantial. We each have to live those out. Having said that, I am convinced that the one thing that I can say for sure that all 8 billion of us have in common as far as meaning is concerned is that whatever we find for meaning in our life, whatever gives our life substance, has to be grounded in a sense of love. At least the work has to be done to try to love ourselves and others. Now, in order for that to happen, we have to look at what prevents us from sharing love, kindness, compassion, because it's becoming increasingly easy to not. I was in an elevator this past weekend. My wife and I went to a home and garden show. And I was in an elevator in a parking garage. And I was listening to folks that, you know, I'm 57. These folks are probably about 20 years older than me. Talking about how we, as humans, have lost touch with each other. Very interesting, very brief comment these folks were making about how myopic, how selfish things have become, how we don't consider the other. And, you know, I heard within that brief conversation this sort of want to find meaning. And I'm not going to say find it again, because I don't think we've ever had it, right? Look at all the wars, look at all the poverty, look at all the racism, look at everything antithetical to love that we humans have taken part in the past, you know, 4,000 years. We just aren't there, but we sense that there is a there. We sense that love and connection and community is there. Our problem, our challenge is that we are ever more convinced that our version is right, that how we perceive is correct, how we understand reality is really the only thing that matters. And we have lost that central grounding, or maybe we have never found that central grounding understanding that love for one's neighbor is what is vital. Love for oneself is vital. Because we keep constructing a reality. We keep constructing institutions. We keep constructing false perceptions of reality that don't allow us to go within and find that deeper, more existentially satisfying meaning. So, what I'm trying to say in a sort of long-winded way is it isn't until we deal with the fact that we have perceived reality in such a way that does not allow us to explore what reality is, we're going to be in trouble. We're going to be stuck. in sort of this self-centered place as a species. Individually, hopefully, individuals can break out of it and realize that the search is within, that there is meaning to find, but that meaning and substance is only found in love and compassion. But until we deal with what's keeping that from happening, I'm not sure we'll ever get there. And what keeps us from realizing true meaning in our life is the fact that we keep searching for true meaning in falsely constructed, falsely presented ways to find meaning. There is only one place to find meaning, my friends, and that is to go within. It is to realize love and compassion is the way of life that we need to lead. It is to realize that anything other than that is a falsely constructed understanding of reality. I'm not sure how much more plain I could put it. So, you know, unfortunately, I see a lot of people practicing things like institutional kindness. That is to say, we'll be kind up to a point until it threatens the preservation of our business or our political party or our religion. And that's because no one, or maybe I shouldn't say no one, that's because very few people really understand what, you know, true compassion is, true kindness, and the power of that. I think if you're listening to this podcast and you are an ongoing listener, you probably have an idea of how powerful the transformative part of love, of compassion, of kindness, of empathy. These energies are powerful, my friends, because they are what is real. But we have put these filters in our reality that says that we should only give a little bit of love. We should only show compassion to those who are like us. And none of this is easy. Please hear me. The reason it's easier to live out of a false sense of self is because loving yourself, loving the world, practicing compassion for yourself and for others, it's very hard, very difficult, very frustrating. Again, we're not trained to do it. We're taught that we're the center of the universe and what we want and what we need is what's most important. And it's not that it's not. It's not that we should not understand our own wants and needs, but they have to be based in a sense of love. And that's just hard work. Don't be afraid of the hard work of finding meaning. That's just what I'm trying to say this morning. You can't. Because as difficult as it is to find real meaning to go within, it is much better than becoming part of a cog in a giant machine where time goes by so fast that you don't even realize it. And the next thing you know, 10 years have got behind you. No one told you when to run. You missed the starting gun, to quote Pink Floyd. Anyway, thanks, friends. Good luck. You know, God bless. Keep working. And thanks for your support of the podcast. I'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.